Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Superior Livestock will be offering over 30,000 head in their next regular video auction, broadcast live on Thursday, May 6th at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 30,000 head plus 9,100 yearling steers, 8,100 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and 6,500 calves on cows. If you'd like more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, live cattle futures seem to be leading the charge lower with the fall of the June contract yesterday. There was not much for the cattle complex to go on as grain prices were somewhat benign, with the exception of the July corn contract. The market is waiting for some cash price direction, but will likely need to wait until the middle of the week. This will keep futures in a sideways pattern. There's hope feedlots will hold out for at least steady cash, but traders were not convinced that this might happen. Hog futures continue to reach for the sky, with nearby futures moving quickly and easily over $112 yesterday. Even though cash was a bit lower on the National Direct Hog Report, traders did not bat an eye, focusing on market supplies that seemed to be tightening more quickly than anticipated. At these lofty prices, consumers continue to demand pork, and packers need to find it. Traders were anxiously waiting for trading to begin yesterday, resulting in June, July, and August contracts gapping higher. On the grains, July Kansas City wheat's trading about 3 cents higher early this morning, staying down from last week's high and trading below the $7 mark, with scattered showers falling around Kansas and Oklahoma. The eastern edge of the southwestern plains has a better chance for rain over the next 7 days, but western hard red winter wheat areas remain mostly dry. Late yesterday, USDA lowered its good to excellent crop rating for winter wheat from 49% to 48%, 7 percentage points lower than where the crop was rated a year ago. July corn's trading up 10¾ cents early today, still showing firm demand for old crop supplies, while no deliveries have been announced yet for May corn. December corn's trading 2¾ cents higher after USDA said 46% of the corn crop was planted as of Sunday, May 2nd, and July soybeans are trading 10 cents higher early today, holding firm since making a $15.74¾ mark last Tuesday. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, on the livestock futures, June live cattle down 127, 115.30. August down 27, 118.35. May feeder cattle down 55, 133.05. August up 5 cents, 146.80. May hogs up 57 cents, 110.70. June's up 292, 112.65. Kansas City wheat, July down 15 cents, 688.5. September's down 14 cents, 693.25. Chicago wheat, July down 16¾, 718. September down 14¼. 718. July corn's up 6¼, 679.5. The September down a half, 591¾. And July soybeans down 10¼, 1524. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.